Let us follow the light. In our gospel, the Magi followed a star, and they found Jesus. And it says that they were overjoyed at seeing the star, especially when it stopped over the place where the child was. Who needs GPS or MapQuest? Actually, for the directionally challenged like myself, I do. It would be scary if I didn't have that voice telling me where to go. The Magi followed the star, and when they discovered Jesus, the Magi bowed and offered him great treasures. You know, we too discover the most important things in life when we follow the light rather than the forces of darkness. It remains a fundamental part of the teaching of our church that the best course of action is always to follow a well-formed conscience. That light which is nurtured and planted by Christ within us. For in the depths of our heart, we know the difference between right and wrong, between light and darkness. And to follow the light means that we listen and are watchful and act based upon a well-formed conscience. Our gospel tells us that King Herod was greatly troubled when he heard of the birth of our Lord. And if we too are frank with one another, we don't like to be troubled either. And we know that trouble can occur sometimes when we least expect it. Now, in Herod's case, he had a great deal going on. He had a comfortable kingdom that worked for him. He had bosses back in Rome who rewarded him with homeland rule. And he had all of the comforts granted of first century society. And when he finds out from his advisors that there was this new king, well, in his view, that could upset everything. And further, he's told that this new ruler is to shepherd the people of Israel. Herod was troubled when he least expected it. But as we know, the ruler that was born was really a shepherd in many respects. For shepherding means compassion and care and courage and a sense of sacrificing oneself for others. Shepherds love those for whom they are responsible. They're not interested in earthly power. They seek to find the lost. Our Lord sought to find the lost, and he carries the wounded and the ill and the frail on his shoulders. Rather than a mighty political ruler or an opinion leader, the Christ we honor at Epiphany today became a little child. Human being, a shepherd king. You know, Herod must have thought, how can I compete with that? Right? I think in Herod's actions, in his response, there's a lesson perhaps for all of us. For Jesus' birth took Herod outside of his comfort zone. And our own understanding of Jesus as Lord and Savior, as Shepherd, as the one whose message of love and mercy sometimes disturbs rather than comforts the powerful and the mighty, Jesus also takes us out of our comfort zone too. In the language of our day, the word epiphany often refers to a moment of great clarity, a sudden realization of one sort or another, epiphanies can lead us to periods of renewed conversion. And all of us are called to continuous conversion, to continuous change, to following Christ. That's why we come here every week, to receive the body and blood of our Lord, who strengthens us on our journey of conversion. And that's why we pray, to listen and know of God's presence, which sometimes is expressed in the most quiet whispers we find in our hearts. Our quest for conversion is the reason why we lift up the poor and the hurting and the marginalized. Yes, doing so is a good in and of itself, but when we encounter those who are suffering, we find ourselves also transformed. I've mentioned this before, but during this time of year, it often seems to be literally more dark than light. You know, we long for those glorious days of summer when the sun is shining until 8 o'clock and there's baseball on every day. Oh, I'm sorry. And until 8 o'clock or later. And yet, here's the opportunity we have. This time of year, when light is in short supply and there's a bit of cold in the air, perhaps it gives us an even greater opportunity to stoke the light within us. Read a good book. Talk with your family. Turn off cell phones. And even the greatest heresy of all, shut down that new computer you received at Christmas. Get rid of all these distractions which prevent us from hearing the quiet whisper of God's voice. And seek the light. Seek the light of Christ. The light which is ever bright and never subject to daylight savings time. For when we seek the light, we become like the Magi, the first recorded disciples of Jesus, who saw the star, and they followed the light, and they encountered a baby in a manger. The baby who was and is God, and it's that God who enlightens us and saves us.